Well, I'm being called an idiot again on the Subaru of New England text line for my lead. And I will read verbatim from a 781 texter who says, Greg, you're an idiot. Miss Terry was a constant presence on the Alabama sideline with Bill Belichick.
Please say verbatim with
Nick Saban. All right. So maybe I should not be critical of Jordan Hudson being out there with Bill pregame.
Problem is Nick was winning, so it's not a big deal. You know what I mean? I think that's the biggest thing. And Miss Terry is very close to Nick Saban's age. So Bill is always going to get credit. Like, if that's Linda, I don't think it's a big deal. But because it's Jordan, it becomes a massive...
Well, they're not married. I mean, she's just dating him. Like, it's a different thing with Saban and his longtime wife.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. I
think that's the biggest difference as well. I think
it has nothing to do with the marriage. It's all about the age.
Right. Yeah,
Myra Kraft was on the sideline giving kisses to Brady and McGinnis.
Well, it's also the fact that she's interjected herself into all kinds of things where most spouses, male or female, don't. Like, most spouses stay out of their spouse's workplace. Like, you don't show up at Santo's work.
No.
And follow him around and say, hey, my husband deserves this.
She has cameras.
I would love to go back and look at just footage from Bill's last season and see if she was more around than we thought.
No, she was nowhere to be
found. I mean, he was at Taylor Swift with her.
Yeah, but that's Taylor Swift, though. She was like fade to black.
I bet if we went back and looked.
There was no way she was ever on the sideline.
240 text. Greg, you're certainly better than this. Probably not.
Wait, wasn't Bill all pissed about Alex Guerrero being on the sideline?
Yes, he was.
What a fraud. That's what this is. He's just a gigantic fraud. That's it.
So, Greg, you're better than this. Bill Belichick is done. And he's certainly not the greatest of all time. So
he's the greatest NFL coach of all time.
Now, there are people who would argue that he had the luxury of having the greatest quarterback of all time, and that's what made him the greatest of all time. Wiggy, that was the argument yesterday.
Okay, so I'd ask this question. If he's not the greatest of all time,
who is?
The
people will say Don Shula.
Don Shula, did he not have a very good quarterback?
Yes, he had a guy that Ty Law said on this show yesterday was the greatest passer of all time in NFL history. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, he had very good quarterbacks when he was coaching. I think, I'm not sure, but didn't he have Johnny Unitas in
Bob Greasy?
Yeah, he had so, every great coach has great players.
Shime, where did you have Unitas in your mock?
I have Unitas like six. Okay. He's high up there. Guy could scoot and throw.
What a head of hair.
All right, Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. They are honoring those who built this city. Please nominate somebody when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. What is first this morning?
Well, Greg, let's start with Sean McDermott. He is the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, for those who are unaware. He was in a press conference. He's upset with the narratives around Buffalo and also takes a veiled shot directly across the bow of the Kansas City Chiefs. Here is Sean McDinkmit. I mean, I'm sorry, McDermott.
Just overall changing the narrative on Buffalo, that is honestly probably the number one thing for me. You know, I hear it on TV. I hear it on, you know, I'm not even watching a football game or not even a football broadcast or whatever, and they refer to that, the, you know, this area, and I'm not even going to say it. They don't know this community. They don't know us. And just because it didn't work out 4 years in a row, nobody's ever going to do that again. People don't ignite. This is, you talk about, now you're going to get me going. Like, it does. It bothers me. It honestly pisses me off because people don't know this town. They don't know how hard that is to get to four straight Super Bowls. It'll never happen again. That's where there's other things that drive. Yeah, like, we're good. I'm good.
Sean, just a heads up. Yeah. If the Chiefs go back to the Super Bowl, it would literally happen this year. Mm-hmm. But thank you.
Well, I think he's saying four straight years and four straight losses, maybe. Is that what he's talking about?
He's saying it's very difficult to get back the next year, never mind 4 years right. in a row. But generally, mm-hmm. If you get back there, you've been able to win one.
Right.
So I
don't how about Sean? How about getting there? Get to one.
Yeah. Well, Shime told you earlier he's got good money on them getting mm-hmm. there this year. So.
Taking the Bills, baby.
Well, and then you're like, okay, if you get there, you kind of have a leg to stand on. I think everybody looks at the Bills like they are a very talented team, and they've been a talented team for the past several years. But when are they going to make that next step? They're the same way we look at the Baltimore Ravens. Like, when are you going to make the next step in getting to a Super Bowl?
And by the way, double draft night, got Josh Allen. So huge night for the fantasy team.
Great job, Curtis.
Thank you. And I would add that this is Sean McDermott knowing that his ass is on the line trying to make people like him in Buffalo before the season starts. Because if they don't make the Super Bowl this year, he's out.
At the very least, they have to beat the Chiefs. Right. At the very least.
Can one assume that you didn't follow Shime's new strategy of picking running backs every chance you get?
No, I did not. No. I do the opposite.
Okay. Yep. I just went running back the first two rounds. I didn't take all running backs.
I'm talking about the first pick, and it sounds to me like Curtis went quarterback, like most normal men in the United States of America. And most women,
what are you talking
and
about?
And most women also. Yeah.
No, pick, nobody Josh goes Allen. In a regular fantasy football me, league, unless it's super flex. People
me,
don't go quarterback in the first round,
Greg. Excuse me. Is the jackass who's constantly telling me how this is a quarterback only league now telling me that you got to pick a running back
in
first?
Fantasy football, Greg?
Okay.
Hold on. You're not allowed to make comments about what people do in fantasy drafts if you're not
Jelani
even in a fantasy league.
Yes.
He's not even in a fantasy
league. That's so true.
When was the last time you participated in a fantasy football league?
When I lived in Stowe and we had a league in the cul-de-sac.
So was that like 20 years ago now?
Probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So stop.
You know what?
People don't draft quarterbacks in the first round unless it's a super flex league.
I got more important things to do, bud.
That's fine. He's got a life.
I'm out there hanging on the streets.
Yeah, you got to go for those old man walks and have a good seafood tower.
Correct.
Yeah, nice. I get you.
Correct. Wow. All right, what's next?
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, Greg, some people would have this guy in the top 10 all time. I may not. Joe Montana joined Pat McAfee yesterday. And was asked who his favorite quarterbacks, who he thinks the top quarterbacks are in football, especially if he was starting his own team. Here was Joe Montana.
I'm taking the guy in Buffalo.
Okay, Josh Allen.
Josh. The guy that surprised me that I thought would, obviously, Joe Burrow's another guy I like a lot.
Okay.
Joe Burrow. And believe it or not, I like the guy in the with the Chargers. Herbert. I think they just kind of gone by the wayside there. But I don't know. I just like the way those three guys are.
BA, how do you feel about his top?
I do also like the guy in Philly though. And we'll get most.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts. Won a Super Bowl.
Joe Montana, like Wiggy, doesn't know anybody's name, but that's okay.
I mean, I don't know some names, but Joe, if you're watching any football, you should know the guy in Philly, Jalen Hurts, the guy with the Chargers, Justin Herbert.
What do you think of his list?
He's out of his mind.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, Joe, we love you, but you are crazy. It is Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and then I'd probably go Burrow.
Then Hurts.
I don't know. I don't know if I go Hurts. I like Jalen. Oh, you said Hurts. I like kid from Green Bay, Jordan Love.
What about Stafford? The injury, the back, too big of a concern?
I think Stafford, like, he's kind of getting older now. Like, because you're asking if I had to build a team and I had to.
Oh, start a team now.
The injury's weird, too. The Matthew Stafford, like, they're not giving a lot of information. It seemed like he was in, like, a trailer during preseason getting worked on a lot.
Constantly.
It's weird.
I also still believe in C.J. Stroud. I think C.J. Stroud is still really good. I just think Houston struggled last year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but I would say he'd be further down on my list. Jalen Hurts is definitely on my list. But I'd like to see Jalen Hurts, and obviously you can't, what he would look like if – because he's, in my opinion, he's a little bit in the Brock Purdy category. If he didn't have all that talent around him, what would he then look like?
What is next, Shime?
Well, Greg, next, let's go to a former NFL player, Ryan Clark. He talked about Arch Manning and the expectations that have been put upon Arch Manning. Here was Ryan Clark.
The problem with Arch Manning is more so other people than him. Arch Manning, period, point blank, is neither a generational nor transcendent talent. He's not Trevor Lawrence. He's not Caleb Williams. Kelly Bryant was the quarterback when Trevor Lawrence got to Clemson. Kelly Bryant ended up finishing his career in Missouri because he was replaced in the middle of the year by Trevor Lawrence because he's a transcendent talent. Caleb Williams goes into Oklahoma, and Spencer Rattler, at least at the time, who's the starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints right now, was the starting quarterback, presumptive number one overall pick, and Heisman frontrunner. By the middle of the season, he was on the bench too and headed to South Carolina because Caleb Williams is a transcendent talent. Arch Manning sat 2 years behind Quinn Ewers, who was a seventh round pick. And not only did he sit behind him, Quinn got hurt, Arch played, and they put Quinn back in the game. And his last name is Manning. You don't do that for somebody who's going to be the first overall pick, going to win the Heisman as a junior, is going to leave school and be the dude that everybody expects him to be. Here's the other thing. In his last high school game, his team got blown out. People who are going to go on to wear gold jackets and go on to be starters in college don't lose in small school football by getting blown out by people who don't have any pros on their team.
Wow. Okay.
Listen, and we talk, Courtney and I think we talk, she agrees, like, he has a major bullseye on his back because of his last name. He was one of the top recruits coming out of high school. He did sit behind Quinn Ewers at Texas for 2 years. So he is, like Bill Belichick, he is under the microscope. And every little thing he does, he is going to be criticized. He's going to... Because if he plays well, then instantly because of the Manning name, he's going to be, he's the next guy.
I don't think that there is a kid out there who has more pressure on them than Arch Manning. Yeah.
I don't think it ever happened in any sport.
People will bring up Bronny, no comparison. People will bring up Shadur, no comparison. Nope. Like this kid, the pressure that is on this kid's shoulders.
Because of what Peyton did.
Yes.
But I think there's
in
guys.
In the hype that led up to him.
Give me a break on Eli.
But the name, Greg.
He was still a top five pick.
But aren't there players in college right now that family is destitute and they need to get to the NFL? Like, I feel like that's a different kind of pressure.
Arch Manning's got bazillions of dollars. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, like, the fact that all the hype, nobody's talking about those kids' names as much as they are Arch Manning. Manning's name has been everywhere for months leading up to this. And the fact that he put up a stinker in the first one, that is... Pressure, I can't imagine.
But I would say this, though. The way in which we talk about Arch Manning is very similar to what we did with Shadur Sanders. Yet it's become this, like, racial thing online. Like, that Arch Manning is a generational talent because he's white.
Oh, give me a break.
Like, I just...
Yeah, but Shadur...
People are saying that he gets a pass because he... Jemele Hill tweeted... He was anointed because he was white.
Yeah, Jemele Hill tweeted, like, explain to me why he's a generational talent.
Because his last name's Manning.
And he's, but he's 6'4".
I mean, that's true. You would expect that he would have it in the blood.
That's it. It's just his last name is Manning.
But he's 6'4". He's a really good athlete, right? He was the number one overall recruit coming out of high school. Shadur,
but the argument is that's only because his name, and it's not.
And what? Where was Ryan Clark before week one? I mean, it's a great take to have after he's embarrassed by Matt Patricia. But did Ryan Clark say he sucked before the game?
It is such a great point, though, about his high school. When you look at a guy like Kyler Murray, who nobody thinks is an NFL Hall of Famer, didn't lose a single high school game in the state of Texas, which is the hardest high school program in the country.
I listen. I think Arch Manning is. Got more pressure than Shadur. Shadur was a high recruit, but he wasn't the recruit that Arch Manning was.
But we all thought he was going to be good because his dad was Deion Sanders, like we think Arch Manning's good because he's part of the Manning family.
Shadur was good in college. And granted, it's only one game, so I'm not going to, you know, hit the eject button on
Barry Arch Manning.
No,
Deion also didn't play quarterback.
And
so
how many
expectations
games,
were
the same? It's not the same.
And how many
position.
Games did Shadur Sanders start against a team as loaded as Ohio State?
Yeah, not many. So I'm not gonna. Let's say, I'm not gonna hit the eject button. But I will say that he and all of college sports, and I start to think of guys and dealing with pressure in every sport. I don't think there's been a kid like Arch Manning that has this much pressure on him because of the last name.
And like what Curtis said, now Lucy in the car is saying poor Jimmy from Alabama, whose entire family is counting on him, more pressure. Like that, we're talking about two completely different things. The pressure of having to support your family and the pressure of the entire country watching every move you make is two different types of pressure.
But he's been prepped for that his whole life. We saw his high school games like LeBron. Like,
yeah, but there's a difference though, right? Because poor Jimmy, who's trying to support his family, if he doesn't make it, he's got to figure it out and grind it. No one cares. No one knows about it. If Arch Manning doesn't make it, he becomes the biggest bust in all of sports.
Yeah.
Like, and to that's something that will just constantly
follow
go
him
with him no matter where he goes.
Yeah. Couldn't happen to a nicer family.
Until the younger, until Peyton's son gets old enough to get
now, if
to
you
college.
Want to talk about the component regarding race, we can talk about how nobody gives the Mannings a hard time for trying to reorder the draft in honor of Eli, but we talk about Shador and Dion all the time.
Is there room for them next season on the Manning cast?
Could be. Okay. It could be.
All right. That's They Said It. The news of Courtney coming up, including Florida not like the rest of us. And what went wrong when a poor woman decided to sell some of her used shoes? Ew.
Gross.
Ew.
Yeah, big time.
On this one.
Big time.
That's coming up next.